Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Lord, I just want to say thank you for allowing us to enter into your kingdom of blessings. Thank you for allowing us to enter beyond the veil. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to just enter into that realm of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. You can take your seat. Some of you may not understand. God showed me on this particular property, there was a principality of the spirit of the enemy to stop this building not to be filled up. Because if you look at, since the founder of this church went to go with the Lord, there've never been a person to fill up this place. And that's what we've been encountering in the spirit. But today it's blocking in Jesus' name. It's blocking in Jesus' name. It's blocking in the name of Jesus. Some of you may not understand. This ministry has been powerful. I mean, I was in San Francisco. People were already getting their addresses. They said, we're going to start flying out for services on your evening time. They said, wow. You know, we do have people want to come from everywhere. But either something stops them, something happens along the way. Nothing just happens, but God has given us power to overflow those thrones. So I want you to be encouraged. Every time you come here, you are sowing into the realm of the Spirit. You are sowing into the realm of the Spirit. You are breaking into something. Not just for this area, but for your own personal life. You must understand that God has given us victory. He has given us victory. The fact that we have acquired this building, we have authority over it. The fact that we pay every bill for this building every month, that's a blessing, right? We have the power. It's just a blessing to do that. Amen. It's a blessing. Let's give God a praise. And I'm so thankful to the Lord because God is awesome. God is powerful. I'm so thankful when I see God's power moving and the reputation we have outside American and outside California and in other cities, it's just a blessing. I met some people who said, wow, I was in your service days ago. I got healed. I got delivered. I got healed. So where? You know, I can't even remember the place. And then just gave them all of them the big hugs, you know. It's such a blessing. People, God is about to do something so powerful. And when I was in the plane, God said, I want you to write one more book. There are many more books. I wanted to write another book for next year. But the Lord said, no, I want you to teach people how to walk in miracles and healings. I said, God, I don't want to write too much spiritual books. I like writing mind books. But and then I said, oh, yes, sir. So but next year, I'm going to release another book on miracles. I know I've been requested by people, but I've never written one, but now it's going to look at God book was number one bestseller. It won an award with the name God on it. That's amazing, right? It's a list book that I didn't think it's going to go anywhere. But for you online, and we'll be sending out, I want you to register for the free seminar. I'll be doing a free seminar on the book. God spoke to me. I need to do a free seminar on Think Bigger with God. I'll be doing a free seminar. You have to sign up, otherwise you won't be let in. It will be on a Zoom, and I'll keep praying if we can do physical, but mostly it will be online, so we can. It will be a free seminar. It will be packed. I'll be teaching page by page. It's free. How to think bigger with God. God spoke to me that I need to educate God's people to prepare them for the bigger things to come. God is releasing a new fire to purify our mind for something bigger. Because many of you, your mind has been twisted by the enemy. That's why you cannot break through. That's why there's a blockage. It's a mind blockage. And God has given us the spirit and his power to break that. So we're gonna do a seminar for that. It will be just 2 hours seminar teaching on the think bigger with God. And of course, a lot of people all over the United States are gonna join in online on that. And I want you to sign up for that. It's gonna be great. Amen. How many are happy to be here? If you're not happy, I'm happy to be here. And the angels are here. You know, always. I used to say this. I said, I came here to enjoy myself in the presence of God. But I'm glad that you came. Each one of you, a blessing and welcome to the new month. A month of November is it's just a month of thinking bigger with God. I mean, say, this month I'm going to think bigger. Say it to yourself, this month I'm going to think bigger. I'm telling you, there is something when some of you, you think thinking is not spiritual, but I'll tell you, the secret to enter into the realm of the spirit is to learn to keep your mind in the presence of God. Once God taught me how to keep my mind in God's presence and step into that supernatural, I started seeing miracles and healings. A double-minded mind cannot receive anything from the Lord. You cannot experience the supernatural when you're double-minded. You have to be single-minded. And some of you cannot be single-minded because there are voices, you have grown up with negative voices with you that you don't even know how to overcome them. They've become part of your life. But the cleansing power of the Spirit of God will be able to cleanse you, and you'll be able to have a single voice, the voice of truth, the voice of love. Many people fail and did not succeed in their Christian walk. It's because they are double-minded. In the book of James, it says a double-minded man or woman receives nothing from God. And sometimes, some of you, your expectation has been cut off. You do not know how to step in faith or how to use your faith. When God was taking me through this journey of thinking bigger with God and the bigger things that God has for us in this place, there are a lot of things that behind the scene that we've been working. We're getting ready we're not ready with rights. We're still figuring out. You know, we keep spending on lights and never figure out, but now we're praying for the bigger breakthrough. We'll figure it out soon. And thanks for Bruce, who has been working tirelessly. Give a hand to Bruce. He's been working tirelessly. And also, Adam has been such an angel in this house. Give a hand to Adam. And now Adam has got an assistant, Richard, who is our professional security here, but is a multi-talented man. Give him a hand as well. I'm telling you, we need each other. Without them, we cannot function. Without them, they cannot have a sound. But give these dedicated musicians, give them a hand as well. I just want, they're here every Sunday. You know, I'm so thankful for each one of you for coming and being part of God's dream, being part of God's story. You know, it's, I wish we were documenting everything when I started revivals when I was 14 years old. And when they became bigger, now there was really no story to tell because we didn't document it. But I have some few documented one when I was 18 with 18,000 people in Mozambique. But you know, we are documenting the process, and I want to see what God, where God takes us. I'm really excited that we are in this journey together. From that small little room, now we're in the bigger room. Now what next? God is going to take us to a next step, and another step, and another step, and another step, and another step. I can already, I have visions in this place, and I have visions of what God is going to do. But I can't tell you everything, because some of you, that's why you need to register for the seminar. Think bigger with God, then that's when you can start agreeing, because sometimes your mind can be your own problem. Your mind can become your own enemy. God does not have a problem to release bigger things in your life. God has no problem to heal you. This morning, I demonstrated in San Francisco that God can heal you in 30 seconds. I told the ladies who had pain and had problems, I said, within 30 seconds, you'll be all healed. But God healed you all in 30 seconds. One Chinese lady walked to me and said, I've never felt the power of God like that. In this second, I got healed and I'm free. I said, yeah, you've made it so hard for God to move. Because religion has become your blockage. I don't call myself a religious person. In fact, when I was at high school and they said, we want to introduce you to one of the most religious person, I never stood up when I was at high school. They said, it's you. I said, I'm not religious. I have a relationship with God. God speaks to me, and I have a working life. Religious people, they want to find out who God is. I know God is. God loves me. God talks to me, and I'm growing in His love every day. Because religion was introduced by the enemy to stop you from becoming who you are. Elijah was not a religious person. He had to walk with God, but he made religious cult worshippers. The people that worshipped all kinds of gods, and they were offering all kinds of offerings. And he was there, said, I can't worship any of your gods. Then they said, Elijah, why can't you worship any of your gods? He says, well, you're making sacrifice to the doom gods. The gods that have a mouth that cannot speak. They have ears that cannot hear. They have eyes that they cannot see. My God has ears. My God has got eyes. My God has got a mouth. He can speak. Then they challenged Elijah and they said, oh, okay, can you call fire from heaven? He says, that's not a problem. First, you prepare an altar for your gods. You sacrifice. So they killed a lot of innocent animals. They killed them and sacrificed. I said, pour water on these ones. Now call on your gods. They called on their gods. Nothing happened. Maybe he said your God may be sleeping somewhere, or you went on vacation. It's in the scripture, in the book of Kings, by the way. It says maybe he's too busy traveling the world. Call. You must shout louder. They shouted. He was teasing them. And they started cutting themselves. They cut themselves. They did all kind of sacrifice. Their blood was moving. Still, no fire came down. Then Elijah said, you want me to show you my God? He's personal to me. When I call on his name, Yahweh, he will answer. And what did Elijah say? They said, okay, do it. He said, my God too is a consuming fire. So he stretched forth his hand to the heavenly Father, to the true and the living God. He said, Yahweh! And the fire came and consumed them, and together with the false prophets, they were all consumed. People, we have lost the true power today. We have lost the true power. What it means to worship Yahweh. What it means to walk with God. What it means to be led by the Holy Spirit. I know a lot of problem is the commercialized Christian. Commercialize this. These are the problems that have come. But God, it's not about being commercialized. It's about your personal walk with God. In this new month, I challenge you to resurrender your life to God and invite the Holy Spirit in your life. Let him work in your life like never before. I'm telling you that miracle that you've been believing God for, he will do it. That blessing that you've been believing God for, he will do it. God does not always walk with a multitude. God walks with a personal walk. He can bless us corporately, but God wants also to bless you as an individual. I believe in a corporate worship. That's why we should all come and gather here corporately in one accord, can bring such a power of God when people have one mind. The Bible says in the book of Acts, Nikomi, they all gathered in single-minded, in one mind. And then the Bible says the Spirit of God came upon them. In fact, in Acts chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 8, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, on the day of the Pentecost, they all gathered in one accord. The other scripture says, in one mind. What do I mean, one mind? Believing that God, he is who he is. Once you personalize God, that God created the heavens and the earth, the scientists never put the moon up there. They're trying to get to the moon. The scientists never created the oceans there. They've created man's lakes, and these are simple lakes, you know. But the real ocean, God created it. And this is your God. I believe that in this new month of November, you need to prepare to finish this year strong. Finish this year strong. Position your heart. Come out of the religious things. I was even telling people in San Francisco, some of them were too political. Since I hear God and I walk in the prophetic, which is a blessing, they were telling, who's going to be a president? I said, oh, God is not in the parties. God is not a Democrat. God is not a Republican. But people are Republicans, people are Democrats, not God. God loves the people, and it is the decisions of the people. And they said, wow, what a wise answer. I said, no, I always think through with heaven and say, God, what do you think about the situation? Can God speak? Yeah. But also, humans have their own interests for certain things. And sometimes, it's so difficult to change somebody's will when somebody has already made up their mind. In the book of Romans chapter 1, people had already made up their mind to do wicked things to the point where even God could not stop them because they had already given up their mind to do wicked things, and God gave them up according to their mind, according to their hearts. Romans chapter 1. That's one of the most difficult scripture. That's the first scripture that I first heard from one of my mentors who ordained me when I was a kid. I was ordained like 14 years old. Bill Bright, who happened to be speaking here, who founded the campus movement. I didn't even know who he was. Because I had a reputation that there's a boy preacher here. He heals people and fills people with the Holy Spirit. It works in kinds of signs and wonders, and people were trying to stop me from preaching the gospel because I did not have a Bible. I did not go to the Bible school. But I had a reputation for signs and wonders and miracles. So I heard that Bill Bright, this old man with white beards, he was having a pastor's conference. I was not a pastor.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Mm-hmm. So one pastor took me along and says, you are even more qualified as a pastor more than pastors here. I was like, I'm the only kid. Took me on it. Then Bill Bright said, I know who you are, kid. Your reputation precedes you. I'm going to ordain you as a pastor. So I was the, they called my name. I was the youngest pastor ordained by Bill Bright. I didn't know even who he is. Now I'm in LA. I heard that he was once a big name. Some of you may not know who is Bill Bright. He did a movie, Jesus of Nazareth. He translated it almost in every language. People watched Jesus of Nazareth all over the world. That was the Campus Crusade. No wonder now we are in the media. No wonder we're in the media because some of the people, the spirit of those people is like, what's also coming in? You know, some of you may not know, we own our own channel, and I believe God is breathing on it. It's a movie channel. We're not doing preaching on it. We're just doing movies on it. I know why movies, because that's that's what I feel God is leading us to produce more movies. So we have a couple movies on it. So if you haven't gotten an app, it's Authentic TV altogether. Maybe you don't want to put it on your phone. You want to put it on your Samsung TV or LG TV if you can get Netflix, you can get our channel. If you have Roku, you can also get Roku. If you have Apple TV, you can get it. It's just there. And God has been so powerfully blessing us, and that channel is growing every day. Because there's a spirit of God behind it. God is growing. But anyway, let me go back on Elijah. Elijah prayed and the fire consumed the altar together with the false prophets. Elijah did not say, give me some time to go and fast, then I'll come back. Elijah did not say, give me some time to go and pray. No, it just happened. He was there challenged by the false prophets. But he knew who God is. God is calling you to have a walk with him. God is calling you to be a sign and a wonder. God is calling you to walk with him. It's a beautiful walk. Let me tell you what is my commitment to you. It's to introduce you to God. I have no agenda, but one agenda, that you may get closer to God and that you may know him, know his power, know his glory. And my duty is to destroy the stupidity of Christianity that has been sprayed all over the world. By the way, that quote is on my Breakthrough Thinking book. So don't think I'm swearing. So if I'm quoting my own book, the Breakthrough Thinking book is that I want to destroy the stupidity of Christianity. God saved you to be a blessing to others. God did not save you to become a fool. God saved you to become wise. So that those that are in the world that think they're wise, that you may bypass them. Because God uses the foolishness of this world and makes them wiser. God wants you to focus on his power and on his glory. God wants you to just carry a pure Jesus and a pure word of God. The polluted word of God loses power. In the book of Hebrews, it says, because they did not mix their faith with God's word, it did them no work. When faith is not well applied, there is no results. Faith supposed to make you victorious. Faith supposed to give you results. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says, faith is the evidence. Say, faith is the evidence. Faith is the substance. It's evidence. Okay, let me tell you the word evidence. In the court of law, you have been accused by something, and you're saying, okay, you didn't do what you didn't do. Then the judge says, well, here's the picture we're seeing you with this guy. Okay, here is the number plate of your car. Here is a video. Those are called what? Evidence. So, He says, faith has evidence and substance of things we have not seen, but we will what? See them. There is something powerful about the mind. Learning to act successful. Some of my mentors taught me this. You know, I wear a casual, I don't like suits and other things, so that's why I like my own things. But those days I was doing business, and my mentor said, put on a best suit. And I said, I don't want a tie and a suit. He said, put on that. He said, act like a billionaire. And you're going to command that presence. And I said, oh, I don't want to do that. I said, just do that. So one day, I was with my mentor. He bought me the most expensive suit, and we went to the meeting that was mainly very wealthy people. But I had the most expensive suit. Guess what? I received the more cards of people wanting to get hold of me, even when I'm not a billionaire. Everybody thought I was a billionaire. I looked a billionaire, I talked a billionaire, I acted a billionaire, I was great. Guess what? A lot of opportunities came to me. And the real deal had a couple of years, nobody paid attention to that. Then he said, I wanted to show you something. He was a spiritual Jewish man. He says, I want to show you something. You announce yourself in the spirit who you are, and that came through your spirit and your natural. He said, a lot of people become poor because they think poor, they act poor, they talk poor, they don't see everything poor. What do you expect? People will treat you that way. Then I said, wow. Faith. I want you to become, can you read Hebrews chapter 11, this one? People think maybe I'm just reading my own word. By the way, know the word of God. And I challenge you, everything I say, go and research scriptures and see if I'm saying the truth or not. We should be that type of the church where you have to research scriptures. How many have Bibles here? If you don't have one, I'll buy you one. That's how serious we are with the Bible. Okay.
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
Just that. By these people have faith. They obtained a good testimony. The true faith from God will always obtain a testimony. Now, true faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. There's two types of hearing. There's a rhema, if we go Hebrew, I don't like speaking Hebrew, God loves English, loves French. Some of you think God only speaks in Hebrew. No, God speaks in Spanish. That's a stupidity of Christians. Christians want to be speaking Jewish, die, they eat all, thinking God is going to hear. No, God created languages. God listens in Armenian. He loves Armenian. God loves Farsi. Am I rebuking some people here? It's okay to study. I do study Hebrew. I know some little bit of Hebrew because the Bible was written in Aramaic and Hebrew. So sometimes you want to know what it was. But don't be religious about it. Did you hear what I'm saying? Understanding of the word of God in Spanish, in French, in Swedish, in Chinese, in Koi, whatever languages, in Norwegian, in Russian. God is calling for understanding, not confusion. That's why in the book of Proverbs says, God, may God grant you the spirit of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, may God grant you the spirit of wisdom. Understanding and knowledge. Most people don't have wisdom. What is wisdom? It's the ability to apply the word of God that you hear. What is knowledge? Is the mind of God. The knowledge of God's word from God's mind. Now, there's two ways of getting faith. You get faith by hearing the voice of God himself. He can speak to you through dreams, through angels, through you. He can speak to you through somebody or through me. That's a lemma way, which is personal. Some of you speaks to you through pictures, some through numbers, some all kinds of things. I don't blame people who say God spoke to me because of the number. Or God spoke to me because of the picture. God speaks to you according to your personality. It's like a father who has several kids, right? Some kids, they learn by visual. You have to draw something. Some kids are good by just hearing. They don't want to see any drawing. They want to hear it.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.